Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Always great to chat with you, Mike.
So tell us what you are seeing on your radar today.
Yeah, let's start in the upstate with a couple of notable real estate development projects in Greenville. Verde Development just revealed plans for a 90-acre community hub set to transform one of Greenville's most traveled corridors, the Bolden Street District, which will be built between Lawrence Road and alongside the popular Swamp Rabbit Trail, will feature trails, open spaces, plazas, parks, and promenades to promote pedestrian and bike use. Plans call for a mix of restaurant, commercial, and residential uses. The construction is supposed to start in mid-2026 with about a year build-out, so look for changes then.
All right, what else do you got?
Yeah, a couple miles to the east, the owners of Bon Secours Wellness Arena have released an ambitious 10-year master plan. The most striking part of the plan is a 6,500-seat amphitheater with an accompanying entertainment district in what is currently the arena's parking lot. The Greenville Arena District estimates the amphitheater will have a $63 million annual economic impact. The district envisions this as the new gateway to downtown Greenville. Plans also call for significant renovations to the exterior and interior of the 25-year-old arena, including modernizing its facade and exterior designs.
So turning the parking lot of the Bon Secours Arena into a big amphitheater, where's everybody going to park?
That's a really good question. I'm sure they're going to figure that out somehow. But when I saw the renderings, I'm like, wait a minute, isn't that where the parking lot is? So I'm sure they'll compensate in some way. There's another huge development taking place about a block away, so maybe they'll have joint parking.
All right, and I understand that there's a university closing in your area.
Yeah, Mike, unfortunately, after 179 years of service, Lyons-Sloan University's Board of Trustees has decided to completely shut down the institution. The board announced recently it needed about $6 million in emergency funding for the school to stay afloat. Now, there is a bit of a shock value to the announcement, though, because leaders left open the possibility of continuing Limestone's online education component. But after failing to secure enough funding, the board decided to shut the whole school down completely. But graduation ceremonies this month will continue as planned, however.
I'm sure that, it's going to be a lot of retrospect going on. It's such an old institution.
Yeah, it's really sad here. And some other schools have stepped up to offer help with some students being displaced, so that's encouraging.
We've got just a little bit of time left. A lot happened in the upstate. What do we have for the rest of the state?
Yeah, moving on down to the Midlands, downtown Columbia skyline will look decidedly different by this time in 2027 as work has begun on Palmetto Citizens Credit Union's corporate headquarters. The 100,000-square-foot building marks the largest office development in downtown Columbia in the past 15 years. You know, we can't have an update with a little EV news, Mike. As construction of its $2 billion Blythewood Production Center takes shape, Scout Motors has named a new executive to oversee the completion and ramp-up of the facility. Scout has appointed Oliver Walensky to serve as chief production officer. He is also charged with leading manufacturing at the 1,100-acre site. Walensky replaces Jan Spies, who died in January.
That was sad news about Jan, and but I think everybody is looking forward to that project, continuing to move forward. As I can attest, I live in that area. The construction is crazy.
Yep.
And I know we've got the Lowcountry left.
Yeah, sailing on down to the Lowcountry, more massive cargo ships could be making their way to the Port of Charleston with the completion of a multi-million-dollar infrastructure project at the Wando Welch Terminal. A new $23 million steel wall that runs along a terminal's wharf means that the port's busiest container terminal can once again handle three mega container ships simultaneously at any tide. Now, Mike, we can't have a talk with the ports without mentioning the tariffs, right? So one thing I did learn recently, South Carolina's biggest trade lane is Asia, which accounts for 50% of the volume with the big trade war in China going on. We'll see how that might impact South Carolina.
Yeah, I guess we're going to be hearing updates on that soon. And
And finally, Mike, MUSC has begun planning and construction on a state-of-the-art comprehensive cancer hospital in downtown Charleston. The hospital will be constructed in the area between Ashley Avenue and Sabine Street. The state of South Carolina has allocated $15 million for the project, and construction is expected to wrap up in 2030.
Well, Jason, as always, thanks for the update.
Appreciate your time, Mike.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC BizNews, the company that publishes several business journals across our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.